I'm Canadian Space Agency astronaut Dr. Dave Williams. Welcome to the series, My Body in Space. You know, I come from a pretty eclectic background. I trained as a neuroscientist, was working as an emergency physician before I joined the space program. And the first space flight that I flew was really much more of a scientific mission where I had a chance to be a neuroscientist in space using all of these complex techniques that we use in research laboratories to record how the brain adapted to being in this unique microgravity environment. This time, instead of being a scientist in space, I'm helping build the space station. I'm actually like a construction worker, going out, taking large structures that weigh thousands of pounds, bringing them together, bolting them in place. So often in our world, we say that failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And I think there's nothing more critical than when you're going out and doing something as complex as spacewalks, helping to build the space station, that you be adequately prepared. And I think going into it like that really paid huge dividends in our ability to succeed. The installation of S5 was probably one of the most challenging and the most complex robotic tasks that we've undertaken. We are bringing S5 in, the clearance between it and something called the SSU, which is part of the solar panel array, provides electrical power to the station. That clearance was less than 2 inches. And as we were watching S5 come in, Rick and I were at different parts of the station, giving Charlie directions on how to bring it in, whether or not the clearances looked optimum. Everything worked out really well. He brought it into an initial position that we used to remove the launch locks, and then we asked him to bring it in the rest of the way. We got 2 of the 4 corners to immediately capture, and with very fine adjustments, Charlie was able to get the remaining 2 corners to capture as well. So everything worked out as we trained it. The choreography couldn't have been better, and I can't tell you how amazed I was that it just all worked out the way we trained it. After we'd installed S5, we had to move something called a PVRGF, just a large piece of hardware, from one location to another location. To do that, I was in a foot restraint holding on to the PVRGF, and Rick had to manually move my foot restraint so that I changed my body orientation. We could then install it where it needed to go. Once I gave him the piece of hardware, I'm in a foot restraint, but I've got no handholds anywhere to grab onto to get out of this foot restraint. The only thing that I was able to do was reach down and grab onto a tether and kick one heel out from one location, from one side of the foot restraint to the other side of the foot restraint, float freely away in space while I'm holding onto this tether that's attaching me to the space station, and then pull myself in hand over hand. And for me, this is my first spacewalk. And I thought this was probably the sportiest thing that I had done in the spacewalk up until that point, where I'm restraining this foot restraint. One minute I'm kind of looking down at structure, and then the next minute I'm kicking my heels out, floating freely, and pulling myself in with a tether. Absolutely incredible. And as you can imagine, the view was spectacular. One of the challenges when you've been out in space for 6 hours is you come back inside and you're really, really fatigued from this. What surprised me the most about this is it's not just physical fatigue. It's amazing that the spacewalks are probably as mentally, psychologically demanding as they are physically demanding, and you come back and you're both very physically tired and mentally tired as well. So when I got back inside, you only begin to relax once you're out of your spacesuit and just mentally unwind from the whole experience. And basically, we would do nothing for the first 1.5 to 2 hours after the spacewalk except float around, eat and relax and enjoy ourselves. And then only after taking a break like that were we ready to go back and start getting the suits and their configuration for the next spacewalk and start to replenish the various systems on the spacesuit itself. For us, as I look at the program right now, working in low Earth orbit on board the International Space Station, we look to the future, sending humans back to the moon. And isn't it exciting to be able to feel that we've been part of that process, creating those footsteps on the path back to the moon, and of course, looking beyond there, ultimately to Mars. So in 10, 15, 20 years, I'm going to look forward to watching the next generation of explorers as they go forward with these remarkable conquests. I'll feel very proud about the things that I've done, but I'm looking forward to the next generation of Canadians that'll take us farther into space and keep us there longer.